Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Greg, what are you doing?
Welcome. Ryan, go ahead.
No, you started it, so why don't you finish it? Greg, what are you doing?
Nothing, I was just looking.
Looking at what?
Out the window.
What's happening out the window?
You are great. How did you see that?
How
did you see it?
Eagle eyes.
We go out the window.
I tend to be pretty aware.
Yeah, of your surroundings.
Not always, but sometimes.
I thought you were bullshitting, man. I gotta tell you,
bam.
I thought you were bullshitting.
That was full on.
That was great. That was great.
Back to the Future shit right there.
What time is it? I gotta mark the time. Okay.
Okay.
Time is marked.
Time is marked.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Oh, low energy today, huh, B?
I'm Brian Gerard. This is Greg Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies.
Robert Shide.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We're hanging out in a bunker.
What are you doing? Just put the microphone down, man.
Please, you're just going to make a lot of noise.
Put the microphone down.
Oh, God. Okay.
You went to the doctor today, huh, B?
Yeah, why? What's going on out there?
He's in a bad mood. Bad place.
I'm not in a bad mood. Nothing more than normal.
What happened?
I had a thing on my head.
What does that mean?
Quatu.
Like I had this. No, I just
Isn't
had
that
this.
The guy from Total Recall? He opens his shirt and there's he's like the little body in the.
I don't know.
You fell asleep during that part.
Oh, like, Total Recall, the
Total
new
Recall.
One.
Well, it was in the old one too, the original.
Was it in the new one?
I don't know. I didn't see it. But
dude,
like,
the new one was bananas. I slept through.
And he's like,
"You must listen to me."
Something. Come on, Brian. Like what anyway, were you at the doctor for?
Yeah, what was going on?
I went to the doctor because there was a mark on my head and on top of my scalp.
A mark?
A mark. It was
a
like
questionable
piece of something happening. So I
went
to the doctor. He's
like a mole?
Like a, well, it was more than a mole. More in the skin cancer variety, probably.
Oh, shit. Ah. For real?
I think, I don't know if it was actually cancer. I'm waiting to get the biopsy for it. But
right.
They took it off. They removed it, so I have a dent in my head.
So it'll never come back, right?
Well, the doctor was like, "Yeah, it might come back."
That's good.
I was like, "Oh, that's cool." So, how do I prevent it from coming back? He's like, "You don't. It's hereditary. That's what's up." I'm like, "Well, is it like, do I wear hats, sunscreen, not eat celery? There's got to be some voodoo for this something to not get this come back." He's like, "No, it's just in your genes. It'll just grow."
Cancer's in your genes?
So maybe it's
not cancer then. If he's saying it in this, like...
Well,
I don't know.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But the thing started small and it got progressively bigger.
Ooh.
And got to a point...
I know something else that happens.
But yours doesn't get that much bigger.
No, it's small. But it's thin. So it gets smaller. I mean, it gets bigger, but it's still small.
And still thin.
And still thin.
Talking about your IQ?
Nope, his penis. So, I've gone to dermatologists before. And,
oh, yeah, me too.
You know, it's to just, like, you have a mole or something, and you're like, hey, is this normal? You know, the thing's the sign.
This is not a mole.
It wasn't.
No.
What, was it a bump?
It was a bump.
Was it hard?
Purple. It was hard. It was
not
a mole.
Not something you want to have hanging out on the top of your head.
What happened? What are you, out in the sun all the time?
No,
not wearing
man.
Hats?
I wear hats a lot. You
really?
Know.
It's hereditary, whatever it is.
That's what the guy said. The guy
Bullshit.
Was like, oh, it's hereditary.
Skin cancer can't be hereditary. It's from the sun.
He was like, nothing you could have done about it. You were getting this no matter what.
No way.
I was like, I think you're full of shit,
You're
dude.
13 years old. How does that happen?
He's not 13.
Well, you know, relatively.
To what?
The
Death.
Universe.
The
okay.
universe.
Anyway, what I was saying is, if the signs for getting something checked out, right? You have a mole. If it's bigger than an eraser, like on the end of a pencil.
Oh, dude, this is four times the size.
But hang on, I know these are the checklists. This is the checklist
Robert
you got to go
finish.
Through. Okay, it has to be irregularly shaped, and it has to be multicolored.
Yeah,
those tend to be the signs. And so I had one that was kind of like that. And I was like, let me go in and get it checked out. Oh, and also, if they're in strange places, like if it's on your hand or on your foot, like the top or the bottom of your foot is really
or on your taint.
I don't think I asked him about that.
How would you ever know?
Probably would feel it. Probably be uncomfortable to walk around.
You okay? You crying? What's happening? You breaking up?
The surgery?
Maybe it's... Go on, Robert.
In any case, I went and got mine checked out, and the dermatologist just said,
yeah,
keep an eye on it. I was like, what? What's
I'm not a professional, dude. That's why I'm here, for
I'm
you
here
to keep an eye on it.
For your eyes to be put on.
You know what the best
like,
thing
is? Just keep an eye on it. If it gets any bigger, then just come back.
We'll cut it off.
It's like, thanks.
I had one cut off. Right here on my knee.
Your knee.
The thing that also added another layer to the whole scenario,
yes,
is that I don't have health insurance.
Oh, don't applaud that. So, what?
We live in America.
Yeah, we do.
Do you have health insurance, Chai?
I pay for my own health insurance.
Here in this election season?
And by the way, it is...
Topical topic.
It's affordable.
What is?
Health insurance.
Oh, really?
I pay $200 a month, which... is considerably, it is kind of affordable, right?
Let me tell you a quick story.
If anything, it's disaster insurance.
Right.
But exactly. It's actually pretty good, though.
And I've told you guys my disaster story of my basic health insurance before, where I paid $100 for a catastrophic and ended up saving myself $55,000 after I fell off that skateboard.
And you had a lung puncture, and I was in a boating accident where I almost died.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Remember that? That was only a couple years ago.
Well, actually, it was, I know. Ultimately, the other person was found liable, and so I didn't
have to pay
any of that.
When Robert was in the boating accident?
So, Brian Gerard.
I went jet skiing once.
No, that's not what I want to know.
I don't have health insurance. I'm working on getting it.
Okay.
It wasn't affordable last time I checked for me. I was on a health plan through the Screen Actors Guild at one point.
Yeah.
No. You can hold on to that.
Well, as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, I will apply.
And it was
that.
a great health plan.
Yeah, for anybody
and for those of our listeners who are members of SAG, you'd be like, yeah, it's great when you got it. And then when you don't have it, they're like, you can stay on it for $680 a month.
Yeah. So listen,
boo.
That is a boo.
Right. So
and for those of you wondering, well, how do you get on it? You have to earn a specific amount of money
to get on it.
Right.
To be on it.
Which less than 1% of the union does.
Exactly.
So since I haven't had insurance, I know I should go and at the very least do what you're doing and pay for some catastrophe. But I've just been paying out of pocket.
And it's actually fine. I'll send you the information. For those of you in California, you could look at Anthem. Anthem has this thing called like Smart Saver Plus. It's like $2,000.
You really need to have health insurance
for the year, which is great.
You should have health.
You gotta have catastrophic at least,
right?
But like on something like this, all of a sudden I got something growing on the top of my head. I'm like, I would like to get this dealt with. There's a lot of people out there that don't have insurance and they get something's happening and they're like, well, I can't afford to deal with it. I just went and paid out of pocket, but I'm gonna tell you, it was several hundred dollars.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, did you go?
And that's low end.
Did you go to a hospital or did you go to an emergency call center? What's it called?
I went to a I went to a health center first, and then they referred me to a specialist in the Valley.
Bob Hope Health Center, ladies and gentlemen, great place.
Well, it's great if you're in
the
Hollywood.
How much did the referral cost?
It was $25, and
for the
then
health center.
And
that's
then
great.
It was $400 for the thing.
Yeah, but a $25 referral appointment is great.
That is a really good
place.
It's
a great place. Bob Hope Health Center, for those of you in Los Angeles.
Who's able to go to that?
If you're in the...
Not everybody?
Not everyone can go. You have to be a card-carrying member of the Producers Guild, the Writers Guild, the Directors Guild, or SAG-AFTRA.
Interesting.
Thank you, Brian. I actually thought everyone could go.
That's false.
Very good to know.
Great. So how many people, Greg, did you falsely send there? And now
none.
They probably
none.
Died.
Or unless you have... But they also accept if you have insurance.
So there you go.
So the thing about the Motion Picture Health Fund, which Greg is referring to, if you don't have insurance like I do, but I am still a member... I'm a card-carrying member of a couple of those unions... Even though I don't have insurance, they still see me for the $25.
Which is a hookup.
Right.
So that's why I'm applauding
awesome.
SAG and applauding.
Well,
especially Bob Hope, by the way. He's the dude that set that up.
He started it. And George Clooney right now is the chairman of the Motion Picture Health Fund. And he believes very strongly, gives a lot of money himself personally, and advocates for a lot of money to be donated to them.
That's
great. So guys like us can go and be taken care of in these situations. But you're still paying out of pocket when you have to have shit done.
No doubt.
Like get your dick lasered, Greg?
I've had my penis lasered a few times. Not a few times. One time. And it wasn't for anything sexually transmitted, ladies. It was all good. It was a naturally occurring...
It was all good?
No, it was not all good. It was a very horrible and traumatizing experience that left me fragile. Big time.
You had your penis lasered.
Fragile.
Yes.
Okay, talk to me.
I had something that was on it that would not stop bleeding.
Oh my God! Wait! And this is—it
was like a capillary. It was like a blood vessel that had burst and just
not to be confused with a Cadbury.
No. So for
egg.
Okay.
Easter.
All right. That's
so I had to go and have it lasered, man.
To kill it. To kill the capillary.
To kill it so that it would stop.
Because actually, people who have
lasered,
varicose veins—that is the treatment for varicose veins as
well. Lasering them.
They laser the veins so that the vein will ultimately die and go away. They're just unsightly veins.
Bro,
so you had
not
one that was
cool.
too close to the surface or something, and it was
bleeding.
Or, That is crazy.
It was fucking terrible. It was so scary. I was like...
How terrifying was that?
Oh, it was horrible. It was like... vintage me, I went, you know...
Did you scream?
I totally... No, I was screaming on the inside,
yeah.
Which is usually my modus operandi when dealing with that kind of thing.
So you just put a condom on and you wore a condom all day?
All day long covering. No, it wasn't bleeding all the time, but...
Yeah.
In certain situations, certain
when
times.
The blood flow increases to that area.
Yeah, it would be like, it was just a thing. I'd be like, what the hell?
That must have had a direct effect to your intimate social
relations.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And I put off, of course, I, as an idiot, put off getting it taken care of for a while because I was like, oh, this is not good. Like, and I was thinking, like, is this dick cancer? Like, I was all...
You go to dick cancer.
Yeah,
as a guy, that tends to be where you go first.
I have something bleeding on. Nobody has ever said, hey, by the way,
this isn't normal.
You might get
some There's a lot of things that come out of your dick. There's,
we don't need
to. We can stop right
now.
We all know what it is.
Okay.
Blood out of the side of it is not one of
But when there's blood,
I thought I had been shot with a BB gun for a little bit.
I didn't hear anything.
It didn't hurt.
Where did it come from?
Must have been a moment. I went on this run where I went to a woman, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh my God.
Dermatologist.
Yeah.
Named Dr. Michelle Lee.
Okay.
And she really is one of the best doctors I've ever been to because she dealt with me going through a very. Hypochondriacal period in my life. That's weird that you're me. She was very understanding.
Yeah.
Because I came back time and again and was like, yo, you need to...
For different things?
No.
Oh.
For like, are you sure this is okay? Like, I know we dealt with it, but let me talk you through it again. No, stop. Stop.
Okay. She treated it, you mean?
Treated it.
And then
everything
you just
was fine,
kept coming back to make sure. Even though nothing was happening.
Nothing was happening.
You just kept coming back.
This thing triggered, and I don't know if anyone in the audience can relate to this or if you guys can relate to this.
Right.
Obviously, it's a very sensitive place for a man. And it's, you know, but health things for me kind of trigger some maybe potentially instability in my mind.
Okay.
Where I'm like, oh, that happened. And they say it's okay, but are they sure?
Right.
Are they sure?
Are they just telling me this to get me out of the office?
And this thing is very important to me.
You know what I'm saying? Small but thin thing.
It's very important to me. And so... I found myself just going back 8 times probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Please tell me what the last conversation you had with her.
Hey.
Was she exasperated?
No,
at this?
Not at all.
She was totally
fine.
She
was so awesome.
Let's hear that conversation.
The last time.
And by the way, did you make appointments for this? Did
you
have to call and say, I'm coming in?
Yes, I had to call and humiliated. Yeah. Like, just couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
Just like in it.
Yeah.
You know? Call. Could I have an appointment? And sometimes I would do it under the guise of something else, like a mole check. You know, I'd do a full body mole scan and be like, oh, and by the way, remember when you lasered my dick?
Could we just do
a little once over and just make sure that everything's okay? You know?
Yes. Yes.
And she was just like, yeah, man, you're good. You're good.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, for real? Like, she'd be like, you're good, bro. Like, she was cool, man. Always.
One time I was having a dermatological problem.
Yeah.
And was not that. And I asked Greg, I was like, what's your dermatologist? Dr. Lee. So I made an appointment. And so I'm hanging out. She comes into the room. She's like, oh, hi, Brian. I was like, hey, Dr. Lee, I'm a friend of Gregory Hoyt. And she goes, oh, yes, Gregory. And I was like, yeah. You lasered his dick.
Did you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, yeah, yeah. She's like, am I about to laser yours?
That's awesome.
She said, no. I actually just wanted to confirm the story. I'm good.
Yeah, you didn't.
That's it.
Yeah, like I would lie about that.
No.
I needed to confirm the story just because I feel like that's one of the more amazing stories I've ever heard.
Dude, it was not fun, man.
Well, it's also not comfortable. Were you totally comfortable in the very beginning? Woman comes in, female doctor dealing with the problem?
I was taken aback because I signed up for a guy named Dr. Brian Meckelberg, who she is her partner.
Gotcha.
You know, in this
and
business.
And then she walked in,
and I was like, oh. And it was like, you'll be seeing Dr. Lee today. And I was like, all right, whatever, I don't care. And then it was like a woman. And I was like, oh. so, hey, you know, it's like that. It, being in a doctor's office is so scary and awkward. And
when I was younger,
when you have, like, one of those kinds of issues or questions,
yeah,
it's really hard.
When I was younger, there was a question as to whether or not I might have some sort of kidney issue. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go in and get this, get these x-rays with they put a catheter up inside.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's good times. And then they fill you up with this solution, and then you just... You have to, on the table, pee it out while they're taking x-rays. So they can see the flow of the material and see how it's coming, how it's working. Is it coming out of your bladder, or is it not, or is there an issue? But yeah, it was like all women that were in the room. And you're like, I'm going to be peeing now on the table. Now, obviously, you step back and you're like, look, they deal with this all day, all the time.
They deal with it all the time, and that's why a lot of women get into nursing, because they have crazy, weird things that they like to witness.
That's insane.
I don't think that's what it is at all.
That's the most insane thing that Brian ever said.
I mean, pretty out there.
You know, nowadays they can just laser that shit. Just laser it off.
It was a laser. She put on goggles.
Yeah. Did you get to wear anything, or did she just say, close your eyes?
No, she put blue goggles on me, and I was like, I don't want to watch
this. Was she wearing a lead uniform?
She was wearing a special outfit.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurt, man.
Did she warn you?
She said it was going to feel like somebody slapping an elastic band on it.
Oh, my God.
It felt like somebody whipping me with a horse whip.
Oh, my God.
It's a weird feeling.
It was like...
How do you know this? What do you mean
it was like this. It was making this sound.
Actually,
like that. That was the laser.
Well, there
noise.
Are people get laser treatments. That's the same thing if you're removing a tattoo. It's supposed to be the same.
Oh boy, not
the
so
tattoo
good.
Removal. Basic, like I don't know. What hair removal is the same thing at different degrees, different degrees. But it's hard to imagine that.
Can I be honest about something to our listeners?
What?
We record this show. Right now, as of right now, we record it in my apartment.
Yeah.
There is a beautiful woman that we're distracted by right now while we're recording. You might have heard her sneeze in the background. She lives in the next building. I will warn all of you women out there to be aware of your activity in front of windows, because you may be in the direct line of sight of a podcast being recorded.
When your windows are completely open.
Completely wide open and you are lit
from the inside. Didn't we talk about this? We did a couple episodes ago.
That I never see anything.
That you never see anything. And
this
it's probably because you're walking around naked all the time.
This is unbelievable.
And now, what's happening?
The tables
she's reciprocating.
Turned. She thinks so?
Yeah. She's like, you know what? Thank you.
Mm.
And my thanks to you is me.
Mm.
Fully. I say we wrap this up.
Let's
I think
wrap
she
up.
Wants
Let's
to just... see to make sure that your penis
is okay.
Say
we wrap
okay.
this up and
okay.
Hey, you know what?
This is outrageous that we talked so much about my so embarrassed.
I appreciate everyone's concerns about the little scar on my head.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fine. Get health insurance, everyone.
Yeah.
And everybody, if anything's going on that you feel like it's weird or whatever,
just
go get checked out. It's going to be okay. And doctors are used to it, so don't be embarrassed. I was so embarrassed for so long that I put myself through a lot of unnecessary stress.
Go to a trauma center. Trauma centers are cheaper than going to the emergency room or a hospital, and they can deal with a lot of things.
Everyone's
going to
be okay. Everyone's going to be okay.
You don't need to go to a specialist.
Just laser your dick, and everything's going to be fine.
What if they're women?
Don't touch that. That's the golden tuna right there.
The golden tuna. Oh, my. Sign out, Brian.
I don't want any laser. I don't want to hear about any lasers near anything. Near a vagine. On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard with the Jajo.
Yeah. Ow. Ow. That's a classic bag. Ow.
I am your doctor. Here's the prescription. Girl, 2 teaspoons of my friendship. A full cup of my love.
Yo, wait, what?
Ooh.
You ready to talk to the girls? Let's go.